The Clean Energy Jobs Act aims to boost Wisconsin's electricity portfolio to 25% renewables by the year 2025. In doing so, the state would cut emissions of gases linked to global warming. If the state assembly passes the measure, leaders of the state Senate are threatening to block it. But the Wisconsin Farmers Union and some organic growers say the bill should go through, arguing more farmers would gain revenue from manure digesters, wind turbines, and solar panels. Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden says he doesn't mind the bill creating some energy efficiency regulations.
Because it doesn't pay to put up a building that's going to take 3 to 4 times as much energy to do the normal day's business, and therefore it can be done doing it energy efficient-wise. Because we have to look at that whole process.
But larger farm groups still oppose the global warming bill. David Jelinski is with the Dairy Business Association of Wisconsin. He says his biggest concern is the measure does not contain language that would make utilities pay a fair rate of return to farmers that install manure digesters.
The cost of installing a digester is significant. The cost of operating the digester is also significant because most farmers don't have all of those skills, so they need to hire somebody to do it.
Some Senate Democrats friendly to farm groups are also raising concerns about the Clean Energy Jobs Act. The assembly vote may give a clearer picture of the status of the measure. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.